Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's 3 p.m. Eastern here at the Broadcast Center and noon Pacific, Friday, May 29th, 2020. At the time of this broadcast, we hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are across the United States, Canada, and internationally as well. We do have an international audience, and we welcome everybody for making us a part of the day, and thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We continue our exclusive, inspiring, and engaging interactive conversation series with Holly Wells. Holly Wells is a great friend of our show at Close Up Television and Radio. We've had an opportunity to speak with her on multiple occasions, and every time she brings a fresh new approach to the way that she conducts her life, but also her relationships with her clients. She's extraordinary at what she does, and we always love having an opportunity to chat with her and learn more, especially as we've been talking about the situation with COVID-19. It's really given us an opportunity to rebuild the world. And it's evident now more than ever that there's no line of demarcation between us and the world we inhabit. Holly Wells is a woman making a difference in America, founder of I Love Nature, an open source nonprofit organization dedicated to really sharing effective practices for sustainable living. We've been talking about that extensively. It's all about reconciling our professional values with personal values, according to Holly. She says she believes in aligning with nature as a strategic partner, and I agree 100%. It's very important to connect to nature because it inspires us to realize how integrated and connected we are to everyone and everything. It's really wonderful having her here on the show because she has a spectacular opportunity. She's putting the finishing touches on her new ebook, which she's very excited about, Wake Up World, which is available on I Love Nature. Wake Up World offers 7 lessons, and we've been talking about them. We are on number 6 right now, which is Inspiring Actions. Now, these are all 7 songs to self-mastery, which is really, really important. So, very excited to welcome her back to the show because we have a lot to get to today as we're on number 6 of those actions, and these are really inspirational, and I'm so excited to have her back because she's going to outline all of it and detail all of it for us right now on the program. Welcome back, Holly. It's always a pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So these inspiring actions, tell us about where they fall into place as step number 6 and what some of those actions are and how we implement them in our lives.
Well, the fun of step number 6, and again, in this series, as we're calling it, the Wake Up World, although it is 7 steps to set and 7 songs to self-mastery, the trick here, or the secret and the, I guess you could call it a pitfall, but for those of us who love puzzles and games and the journey, life's journey is a game. I consider it so. That's why I'm a lifelong student. That's why I love seeking professional education and just enlightening myself, because I feel like expanding your horizons just opens doors of opportunity. That's why I shared last week about having different jobs throughout my career. I like changing jobs. I think it gives you a different perspective of sitting in a different view of reality, because we started out the series show number one was about perspective and awareness, and where you do sit and look at the world is definitely giving you a different vantage point. Then we moved on to show 2, which we talked about nourishment and fuel, things you put into your body. So not just literally the food we eat, which is important, but things that you put around your body, just, you know, music, what is around your body emotionally, just, you know, people you surround yourself with, do they give you good vibrations, you know, things like that. So the next show was 3, releasing. So how do you both do physical things to mentally release emotions. So it was, again, releasing toxins from your body through activity. So we talked through that. So releasing things so that you can fill yourself up with new ideas and energy and new great cellular compounds in your body. So it's literally emotionally, physically, all these things are always happening on all levels. So that's the fun and joy of it. So that's the perspective I always bring to every program. I always like to look at every step from many levels. And that's where I was going, that although there are seven steps, they're not always sequential. And I like to, it reminds me of a show that is a guilty pleasure of mine. I would watch it on some channel I would find on TV. I don't know. It was called MXC, and I don't even know because it was dubbed over from not English, and it was a hilarious show, and I hope it was a corporate challenge. It looked like these participants would come and do these crazy obstacle courses that did not look very safe, and they were dressed up in hilarious outfits, and they would just, it was the funniest thing to watch. And one of the challenges was to, well, they were often crazy challenges, but you would often go forward and try to run across the lagoon. It would have these sinkable steps. And so you, what looked very solid when you stepped on it would sink, okay? So that's kind of what some of these steps are. You can go through them, and at one point you think you're on firm ground, but the next time you encounter that step, it might sink. So you can go, like, forward and backwards on these steps, and that's why it is self-mastery. Or you can just, as I mentioned on one of the shows, not move forward at all. That's what choice is. We spoke about choice, so there are times to make choice, and the two times to not make a choice are, one, if you don't have enough information, or two, when you're happy where things are. So if there's no need to make a choice, then there's no need to move forward. Life is great. So there's also the time when you don't have enough information. Other than that, we should make a choice and move forward. So all of the steps we've done so far are leading us to, as you said today, inspired action. So all of these things build from learning yourself, becoming more aware with what you want, following your heart's desire, you know, building a plan, and then moving forward. So you should align all of these, and then with inspired action and confidence, then you do move forward. But when you don't and we fail, that's where, again, we've been practicing. We have all these tools and techniques to pick ourselves up and move forward again. So, again, we have our own safety nets, and we have our plan to move forward. So either way, you can move forward, you can wait if you're not ready, and you can move backwards. So that's really the tool, is we're on a journey and to know where you are and where you want to go, and it's your choice. So that's really what we're talking about today, is inspired action.
So break it down further for us in terms of, like, on a daily basis, the application of inspired actions, how it actually works.
And that's the beauty of it. For every individual, it's a unique journey, and the best way is to start on the journey and to start finding the tools that will lead you to self-discovery that leads you, I recommend following your passion, but again, what's also synchronicity in your path, sometimes you make choices that are necessary, and you move down that path, which will lead you to another choice. So again, always keep your eyes open to where you would like to go, so that when that opportunity presents itself, you can follow that road. But again, if you have your head down and you're not looking at what's available, you don't have any options except the one you're on. But again, if you're happy there, then it's a happy situation. So again, it's just all of life is a journey of choice. So that's where, again, show one was being aware in the moment. So being aware that you're in the moment of choice, and sometimes no choice is good, right? Sometimes we want to meditate, we want to relax, or in the opposite polarity of today, which is inspired action, sometimes even though you feel you want to move forward, there are many things in your way that are showing you that it's not the time, and it is the time for incubation. There are some times when you might feel that it is the time to move forward. Right now, I feel there are many of us that are frustrated or wish we were not in the situation that we're in, but clearly there is a grander theme or something unfailing before us, obviously. So we're kind of in this global incubation period. This is where it's very interesting that my whole series, this is literally the polarity of step six, and this is where I find us, that we're kind of in this global incubation step. So this is where it is critical to know that the opposite of just making motion happen, because I know sometimes when you feel that you're in a situation that is not where you want to be, what is it? Especially if you're someone that likes to take action, you want to kick, scream, get out, just move anything because you feel constricted. So the reaction is to break out of it because you feel confined. But react, sometimes that's not the best. So you should assess your situation and see where is the next best place to proceed from where you are now. So again, always assessing where you are is step one. So it's always awareness. So awareness of where you are, and then awareness of what's in your heart, what the options are available, and then moving forward with self-confidence and a plan. So that's what kind of an internal integrity. So if you have your short-term goals aligned with your long-term goals, every step forward is a step in the right direction. So it's kind of always keeping your north and south. That's where your self-alignment of knowing what your goals are and what you're looking for is always the first step, I guess, is becoming clear and centered, right? So becoming calm. That's a good step, a good first step. Taking assessment of your assets and the situations of where you are and then where you want to be and where you can go next. So making assessment of the situation, I guess, would be step one. Depending on where you are, that could be your next step.
To stop and assess and see if the current way are happening are really growing, if you're flourished, content, if you're happy, or if you're not. And if you're not, pause, pivot, and sort of reboot, and then continue to move in the forward-moving direction?
Exactly. So that was one of the recommendations. So I always like to give recommendations. And one of the books, and again, I'm a reader, so it was The Alchemist. And I always say his name wrong. It's Paulo Coelho. He's got so many books out, and this is one of them that he's well-known for, The Alchemist. And this is about the shepherd who is on this life journey, and he's seeking he doesn't know what he's doing. He's been a shepherd his whole life. Of course, that's all he knows. He's been a fantastic shepherd because that's what he's done his whole life. And then he goes on this journey of self-discovery, which is all about choice. And on the journey, he finds out he does many things, and I won't ruin it, but he does all these fabulous things, and he finds out he has all these wonderful skills, and it just comes down to a choice. He could have stayed and been a shepherd, and he loved that. He loved being a shepherd. But something took him out of that, and he had many other skills that he learned to have. So I think that's a good recommendation for someone who has time to read or loves to read. And a silly recommendation to counter and kind of explore the polarity of this topic is not all motion is progress. So I do have a movie recommendation, which is silly and juvenile, but you know, we all need that in our lives. So Idiocracy, it's one that I've watched, I have to confess, several times. And that kind of shows the flaw of the flip side of, again, just reacting, going with the crowd, the mentality of not reacting and taking in new information because it might be scary, right? So that's the other idea of where I love to align with nature and realize, you know, nature has the incubation period, you know, and sometimes it goes away and it comes back and it mutates and you're like, wow, you know, there it's a Darwinian. It just kind of changed. Well, they will notice how there are vegetation that will, if a species is attacking it within, I don't know, I've seen like 24 to, I don't know, 48 hours, they will change the times of day that the flowers will open. They will change the scent, you know, just to get a different pattern for the insects or whatever was the predators that was attacking it. So they're very clever. So again, if you do watch nature, that's why I say there's so much to learn, how they can adapt and change through forced prioritization and the reality of needing to. So it's the nature and a balance of watching things and reacting when you need to, knowing when to take inspired action. And this Idiocracy just takes you down a silly, silly path of when people don't want to take in new information and they're stuck in their own ways and choose to just keep doing the same thing again and again. And when presented with other options, how easy it is to make change. Because I know some people are afraid of change. So that's why I recommend that movie is a juvenile release and just feel more better to accept change, because sometimes things might seem crazy and they're just on the face of them. And once you implement them, and it's an easy thing to implement, that's what I always recommend, my I Love Nature principles. So that's what all of these seven steps are built on. It's all of the steps that I've learned, and I always quote the various mentors that I've had, all of these ideas built on all just things that you hear. Like I say, there's the statement out there that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. You hear that saying so many times. It's just you can hear these things over and over. And the one time that you hear it is when you're ready to hear it, is when it hits your heart and your soul and you're ready to take action and it means something to you. So that's why I think it's inspired action. That's why I chose those two words together, because taking action is sometimes scary, especially if it's something new. And as I mentioned, it's that leap of faith. It's that fear, especially for doing something that we're taking out of our comfort zone. It's that freedom to fail we've spoke about, where it's very visceral, although it's that exciting nervousness. The flip side of that, it's so close to the anticipation and fear, that the adrenaline, that if you're not used to it, it's very surreal. So if you're not like a adrenaline junkie, you get very nervous, and that heart beating sounds very tense, but that's like a great anticipation. And to get over and take that leap of faith on the other side is where you're going to reap all the benefits. So again, it's like taking all the steps. You don't want to take inspired action in a leap of faith without doing all these steps before. And that's why I recommend all the things I do, because once you get there, it's not as scary, because you have all these tools in place and you feel very centered. You have your network of people to help support you. You feel you have your backup plan. You know that freedom to fail, when you fail, it's not really failing. You know all the great things about you that are still there and impossible, and your network is there surrounding you, that failing in this one thing is not labeling you as a true failure. It's just that path is not the correct avenue for you at this time. So again, inspired action, it means just that. Move forward with inspired action, always followed by careful planning. Best results always indicate careful planning before the inspired action. So again, if that's helpful. So those would be some things I would recommend as things to start exploring inspired action, both the alchemist and the idiocracy. I thought those were two good things.
So then once we get that, you know, understood and appreciated, and we start to sort of activate those opportunities to really, you know, move forward and seize the day with those, where do we go from there, Holly?
Well, I think that is where we're set on our success path,
mm-hmm.
right there, because you're sitting in where you want to be. If you're aligned with where your end goal is and you're starting on the path, and I've mentioned every step forward is making us toward our end goal, every day you're moving closer and closer to your ideal while living in your ideal, right? That's where I'm saying, some people I know, it's the end game of, we've talked about the cognitive dissonance, where some people, they think, well, I'll work really hard at this one job because it might make me a lot of money and it's against my principles and beliefs, but then I'll save up and I can switch over and do this, and then I can put my heart in what I really like and do something else, right? And this is where I'm saying that is true, and it is a formula to success. It's worked for many people, but maybe if your short-term and your long-term goals are aligned, and instead you were doing something every day that followed your passion and you loved doing it and you got a reward immediately from what you were doing, maybe that felt gratifying and it gave you a different sense of reality and you met a different connection and it set you down a different path and you were already doing something you loved and it was harmonious. Your body felt more aligned. You feel more passionate. You might make less money in a paycheck per se, but in today's reality, let's reevaluate what all of this means. So again, that's where I'm saying maybe we just need to reframe what we used to find as the success path. Maybe we should look for our inspired actions by what inspires us on a daily activity as what we like to do, what we like to pursue, what inspires our creativity, what do we find? Do we like art? Do we like dancing? Do we love being out in nature? Do we love writing? Do we love creating music? What is it we love doing? Writing poetry. I mean, everyone has some kind of creative outlet, I truly believe. And right now, with time on our hands, this is the best time to explore them. So that's what I would recommend, pursuing your own, getting to know some things about yourself you might not know. I guess that's what we call it, a passion quest. That's what I did in one of my classes that we did. It's called a passion quest. You just try things, and it's even trying things that you think you're not good at. And then you can just say, yes, that is something I do not want to pursue. Cooking. Right now we're all at home. Try cooking or baking something. So there's a lot of things you could explore to right away put immediate productive improvements. You know, I always try to do something that is add, a value add. It's that whole idea of keep it simple strategy. Anything I do, again, short-term, long-term, I have such limited time. Whatever I do with my time, I like it to be something that's adding value to my life, someone else's, my home. I'm cleaning something. I'm picking it up. I'm doing something healthy. I'm, you know, when I'm walking my dogs, I'll try to pick up garbage on the street. I mean, it's just things that you can do at the same time. Why can't you multitask? You don't always have to, but if there's some things you can do at the same time and it adds value, why not? So I guess that's just how my mind works. I'm always thinking of a puzzle and how to put things together. And that's where, again, I've talked about win-win solutions where both sides win. So, you know, not only in a compromise, you know, that's the best solution when people come to the table, is that not just one side is forcing its will on the other, but both sides are coming out of the solution with a win. So it's really the optimal solution most situations. So it's what I call a win-win solution, but I always like to add this other element flavor, as I would with my I Love Nature flair. I like to also think of win as a wisdom, intuition, and nature, because I like to include that, like a spin on it. So when you come to the table and you're having these discussions, think of that. And so when I think of wisdom, I think of, you know, for me, that is wisdom. So I think of this as like derived from our accumulated knowledge. So this is like, if I come to the table, this is things that I have read, it's my education, it's my, you know, degrees I might come to. So that's my wisdom, you might say, I'm coming to. Your intuition, this is all the things that I'm coming that is supported from my personal self. It's how I've had a good breakfast, my mind is thinking really clearly, I'm very centered, I've got a really good balance, I'm in a great relationship, I'm feeling like really top of my game. So I'm coming here to feel very open in a situation to negotiate, because I'm not like all these baggage on my hands, right? And then nature is the last part of this. As I mentioned, I like to connect to nature, and it gives me that balance of thinking over time, the bigger picture, the micro and the macro, how they just, you know, again, there's a time to look for alignment, and not just the easy solution is not always the best solution. So I think those components factored in with people collaborating is what I think of as like my triad of the win-win solution. So it's just another flavor or element to add on top of all this stuff that we're talking about. So that's why I'm calling it Seven Lessons and Seven Songs to Self-Mastery, because it's truly, you kind of go through these steps, not just once. And again, it's like video games. You can go through a challenge stage and then you go through it again later and you're learning it because you get new tools, you've acquired new stuff, you're way faster, you got new skills, you might have a bigger shield, like you've acquired all these new tools, and I guess you might call them weapons, but I'd like to call them tools instead, to help and support you on your journey. You're just faster, you're stronger, and you're invincible. And I think that's what this whole wake up world is designed to do. It's seven steps to make all of us unstoppable and invincible to our journey of self-mastery and just achieving what we want. So that is really the end goal, that we all win.
That we all win. That is really the bottom line. Can you take us through, do you have some like case studies and things of that nature, maybe where you've sort of explained all of this to a client and they've been able to implement it and they went from point A to point B really successfully and now they're achieving amazing results and they're satisfied and they're loving life as a result of it all? You probably have countless testimonials, yeah.
I wouldn't say I have countless. This is new territory that I am exploring, as the executive life coaching is my branch of New Leaf Humanity that I'm just launching as a program. So I don't have as many programs for individuals, you know, that I personally have brought through this program, as it's new for myself. But obviously I have brought people through as a training program. I myself have gone through it many times, and I always teach only things that I recommend. And that's why at this point it is open source. That's why I always recommend this is open source. It's steps that I recommend everyone go through for self-mastery. Everyone can definitely share their case studies. I mean, going through them individually, it's a very personal thing. So it is a 10-week program that, again, I'm certified for. It's really the executive life coaching. And when I say executive, and I've said this before in one of our programs, shows that for me, an executive is just someone who has the skills. That's why I'm calling it executive life coaching, because to go through the steps and to be coached, you have to be able to do some things, which are the tools of, you know, making a decision. You need to be able to make a plan, you know, if you're given a directive, to be able to follow through. Because if I have an assignment and then the next week we meet and we haven't progressed forward, or you're not able to make a decision, then you cannot really progress through the steps. So the steps, and sometimes there's unique things that you find out on the steps, and that's what they're meant to do, is uncover some of your blocks, and then you need to work collectively to create a strategy to overcome that roadblock. So for each person, it's unique and different. So their set of challenges that they're even coming to the table with are unique and different. Their goals of what someone is looking for, because lots of people might want to have a very specific outcome in mind and maybe even have a plan, and just one of the plan pieces they're not able to enact, and so they're looking for kind of tactical assistance. Someone else might come and they're just really stuck on a mental aspect of something which is not known to them. When they come, they're asking for guidance on something, and then once we get in one of the steps, we realize why they're not able to make a decision is they actually have a roadblock, and it's a mental block that we uncover, and then we have to work on that. So everything is unique, and that's what I actually love about it, and that's why it's so organic as you go through it, because everyone goes through the steps differently, but all of them, I mean, we all are unique individuals, and we're all the same steps that we're talking about here are the basis of what I would recommend. So it's, again, putting what the fuels you put into your body, how you release the toxins, making better choices through better communication. We talked about that in show 7. And then you kind of take all those skills that we've learned, and then we come to inspired action. So this is where you're well on your way by the time we get to this phase. But it is very different for each individual.
That's right. It's not definitely not a cookie-cutter approach. It's everything. Because everybody comes to the table with their own hopes and dreams and desires and what they're looking for and looking to do. How has, you know, the current climate of what has been going on, and again, we're all positive and we're all looking forward and we're all being inspired by one another, but there is the reality of there has been swift change as a result of this situation with the COVID and all, economically, health-wise, social distancing, masks, how the inside of companies are going to look with spacing of cubicles, the way we're going to conduct business, the way we're, a lot of us are online now, even more now than ever. How has all of this tweaked at all some of what we're talking about? And maybe some of what we're talking about can really be even of greater value as a result of some of the situations we've been dealing with?
Yes. So that is a great question. And that is perfect to end. We don't have a lot of time here, but I did have one activity that if we had time, I was going to recommend. Well, of course, everything I recommend is 100% voluntary, of course, but something that I would like to recommend, because we don't know. And that is the beauty of it. And that is where having all the skill set, you can look at this moment of opportunity. We started again where I looked at this moment, and that's where I partner with, again, CTS Impact, because we like to look at the opportunities with our clients as just that. We all have risks and we all have challenges, but it's not to focus on the pitfall, right? So it's to do the opposite. So that's what I'm trying to do with this last activity here. So I want to get to it before we run out of time. So this is something, and ritual is important in everything. So I love ritual, and one of the things, it makes practicing just rote, right? Like that's why athletes, musicians, actors, dancers, everyone, professionals of all types, they do things so it becomes second nature. You work out the kinks while you're doing the process so that when you do it rote, it just is seamless. So again, ritual is important. This is one of the things that I like to do. So again, if you would choose to do it, I think it's a good way to clear a lot of this space that I've been speaking about. So you can do it at night. I like to do things at night because I'm an insomniac. So at night, if I can't sleep or if something's really on my mind, they say that like writing things down is a good way to release them. So I agree, and I found that to be very true. It's a way that you can actually get rid of them. So what I recommend doing is just taking either a sheet of paper, you can rip it in two, or two small pieces of paper. So take a piece of paper or your two, and on one piece of paper, write all the things that you are grateful for and you're celebrating. So that's wonderful. So just write it. It doesn't have to be everything, but, you know, write things out that you're grateful for and just keep that folded. On the second sheet of paper, write anything that you realize is a life lesson, things that you're ready to get rid of, things you'd rather not see any more of, that you are done with. And so write those down on the second sheet of paper. And then, and you don't have to do this at night. If you're a morning person, you can do it if you'd like in the morning. What I'd recommend then is take the two sheets of paper. I would light a candle if you're somewhere you have one and it is safe. I would take the one that is the piece of paper of the things you would rather not have, rather not see any more of. Go ahead and just crumple that up if you have an ashtray and burn it. And truly, as you're burning it, mentally and physically, as I mentioned, all my senses, I think of it as emotionally, mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually. So really, that's when I'm meditating, just think really down all those and just release all those things that you want to release.
That's and a then good truly, way to
truly let them go, yep. Right? You have to allow
right.
and imagine then that space
that's
you just
important.
Created, yes, imagine that space that you just released, allow it to be refilled with more of what's on your sheet you just wrote is gratitude. All the things you want more of in your life, welcome that back in, right? All that positive energy, just say yes. So imagine all that stuff you just released is gone and fill up all that space, allow that, and imagine it because it's happening and you're refilling it with all that stuff you're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And blow out your candle. And if you did not have a candle, you can take your pen, you can rip up that paper of things you didn't like, you can scratch it out, whatever you need to feel it has been released, and throw it away, because that one you don't want to keep. You definitely want to keep the one of all the things you're celebrating, because you're inviting more of that in your life, and you have more of that in you. And the other one, release it, because you've got rid of that, and let it go, and then truly let it go. That's what you have to do, just let it go and release it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. The release part is essential, and it's a burden lifter and just so liberating and really, really essential. Good way to wrap it up as we wrap up this episode. All of these, and I encourage people to go back in the archives because you can really succinctly follow all the steps to this entire process that we've been talking about with our very special guest, Holly Wells. She'll be back for another episode next week and have the seventh in the steps revealed here on the broadcast, which we look forward to as well. Holly, thanks so much for sharing your time with us. And it's a blessing and a joy always to have you with us and impart all this great wisdom and things that we can really take to heart and implement in our lives to have a happier life, a more fulfilled, productive life, and then share that joy and that light with others. So thanks for sharing some of that with us on the broadcast today. It's always a joy getting a chance to chat with you.
You too. Always a pleasure.
You have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll chat again soon here on the program. A very special guest, Holly Wells. Now, you can make contact if you'd like to learn more about anything we've been discussing. Feel free to connect with Holly by going to ilovenature.com. That is E-Y-E-L-O-V-E, nature.com, ilovenature.com. Holly Wells is very approachable, very affable, compassionate, empathetic, and very knowledgeable on all of these topics. And very open person as well, so you'll find her extraordinarily relatable, as we do here at Close Up Television Radio. For the entire team, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on the program, we thank you for being with us as well. We hope you have a wonderful day and a spectacular weekend. Stay tuned, more great shows and episodes right here on the Telly Award-winning Close Up Radio. Coming up, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.